The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey everybody, welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 14th of March, 2019. All the best technology news we'll get you caught up on right now, coming your way in about 5 minutes. Can now enter the dark side on Chrome. Yes, Chrome 73 has officially rolled out to all users the long-awaited dark mode. And when I say all users, not quite all, just yet. Sorry, I got your hopes up, really, didn't I? Sorry. Actually, the dark mode is just for Mac OS right now. Don't worry, though, Windows is supposed to be coming very, 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 very soon. And if that sounded like a lot of varies to you, well, that's how much they actually printed when they sent the press release to us. Yeah, a lot of people have been clamoring for dark mode when it was first announced for Chrome last month. Finally, it's here. As far as how it works, well, it's not exactly rocket science. If dark mode is enabled on your computer, Chrome then will automatically theme itself appropriately to match it. Also, if you don't feel like going to the dark side, you can also use Chrome's themes to flip your color scheme, so you can make it more on the lighter side. Hey, speaking about our folks there on Windows, that you can't get that dark side yet on Chrome, one thing you're gonna be able to do is automatically uninstall buggy updates. Yeah, you know all that crap that gets in there and screws up your system? You know, like a lot of times when Microsoft sends you an update? Well, Microsoft's gonna try and help mend that for you. Basically, it's a last resort tool if you really want to get down to it. Basically, what it will do is roll back updates in cases where the new software has failed to the point of preventing the computer from actually booting up. And you're also gonna have to try other automatic recovery options first before you get to this point. If you do get to that point, that feature will now be able to roll back device drivers, update system files, service packs, and even some new Windows features that might screw with your system. Also, if you do have to roll back, any updates that do not get rolled back will also be blocked from automatically reinstalling for 30 days. I guess just to keep you on the safe side for a while. And finally, all those folks over at IBM, they're so nice and cuddly. You never think of anything bad happening with over there at IBM, do you? Think again. I guess IBM just one day went on over to Flickr and thought, hey, what the hell? Let's take some photos. And they did. What'd they use them for? Well, facial recognition training programs. And I'm sure you're thinking, okay, well, yeah, I'm sure they had to, you know, get everybody's permission. No, they didn't. Yeah, the people photographed there on Flickr, yeah, they didn't give any permission whatsoever to use their photos for this sort of technology. What's even worse, IBM shared all these photos with outside researchers then. Now, yes, people did get permission, of course, for the pictures to be there on Flickr, but that's as far as the agreement went. No one actually thought about facial recognition and using it for these sort of things, so that was kind of, yeah, completely left out. Now, just so you know, IBM, yeah, they're not the only company out there doing this. A lot of companies are out there doing this right now, exploring that field of facial recognition, and of course, using people's photos that are all over the web right now, and more than likely, probably without their consent. All right, come on, bring the lawyers in. Here we go. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. Yep, that's our official website. You can get on over there right now and get subscribed to our podcast and do so much more over there. Also, check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Give us a follow as well on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Friday. Can't wait for it either. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fine old grand old Thursday. And thank you very much for listening.